It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Jim Russell, you ever drive a Cadillac?
I prefer Lincolns.
All right. The Canadian Ford.
Yeah, right. And Hot Rod Lincolns.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Who did that song? Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen?
Good God, I think you may be right.
That was it. No, yeah. I interviewed him a long, long time ago. Commander Cody was at the Edgewater, I think, if I remember right.
Wow.
There are a lot of Lost Planet Airmen that are lost now.
Yes, have never been found.
Right. But yeah.
And no one's looking.
I don't know how that, I'm having a good Jeopardy day.
I guess.
Man, that just came right to me. Wow. Anyway, that one's from Marissa June. She asked for Look at That Cadillac by the Stray Cats. She's got a Stray Cat shirt on today. Think she's like, she thinks she's my age. But so a misplaced soul, right? And anyway, Rockabilly's coming up, so we're celebrating with the music this hour.
Yes, indeed.
Along with the Western Pyrotechnics Association Winter Blast.
Yes.
And they're both your events, along with your partner and co-CEO and whatever. Are you HR? Should I be careful right now?
It might be a good idea. I don't know. I just do, whatever Jim tells me.
I just like that shirt. He's got a shirt with a bunch of logos on it. DSM Events, got Desert Storm, Rockabilly. What's the third one? Fire on the Water.
Yep.
Nice, 4th of July.
Yep.
Lake Havasu Boat Show. What's that one right there?
Pyro in the Park. That's
Pyro in the Park.
Is that what you call it? Yeah.
Well, our part of it. We handle just all of the spectator activities for the Winter Blast.
You saved the classic and the best for last, right? I don't know about the best, but the World Finals, of course.
Yeah.
The Jet Ski World Finals.
World Finals was our signature event.
IJSBA, that's what I was trying to think.
Yes. Good work.
Yeah. IJSBA. International Jet Sport Boating Association.
Very good.
I even know the president.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. All right, welcome to Speak Out, everybody. It's Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. And again, Jim Russell, owner, part owner, co-owner, DSM Events, and Steve Ticknor, co-owner, DSM Events. And we're going to have someone who's really familiar to Havasu in the studio later.
Yes.
And
everybody
knows Chip Chalosky.
Yep. Yes.
Fire Marshal Chip.
Yep. Yeah, Fire Marshal and interim Go Lake Havasu director at one time. After he retired from fire, he was, I think, voluntold to run the CVB during a time they were in search of a new leader.
If that were an elected position, you'd have to call him director. You know that, right?
Oh, okay.
You have the elected people, you call them by their highest title or whatever, senator so-and-so
Oh, yes.
Mr. President is still Mr. President,
okay.
Right? So, but, you
good
know,
point.
The last president probably wouldn't remember, but we digress. Anyway, let's talk about rockabilly.
Let's do it, folks.
Check this out, man. I know you can't see it on the radio, but if you look really, really closely, rockabilly reunion weekend passes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Weekend wristbands. And I've got a Saturday as well. And by the way, Marissa June is playing on Saturday.
Yes.
At, what did she call them? I can't remember.
Maybe she'll refresh our memory.
She'll probably bring it in here. It's a something Billy's.
Yeah.
Altar Billy's?
Altar Billy's?
Yes.
The Altar Billy's. The
Altar Billy's. Wow.
Yes.
Well, I'm a cameo. I'm impressed. My partner knew
it. I know.
Yeah. How about that?
That's somewhat frightening.
Every once in a while.
Folks, I've been part of, like, they think I'm not listening, but I am, and I'm doing things behind the scenes. And, you know, Jim doesn't know half as much as Steve about this event. I think it's funny. No, but you took the event over, well-known event promoter, what, Kenny Cupitelli?
Yes.
Had the event. What happened? Did you buy the event?
Yes, yeah. So Kenny was the founder originator of that event, and he's been doing other events for quite some time. And he started Rockabilly Out 17 years ago, and this is the 18th annual Rockabilly Reunion.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's real roots here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
When did you have a sense of history then of how everything started? Did you get that far into it?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, was it always at Windsor, right?
Yeah.
Was it always at Windsor?
Yeah, always at Windsor. It was Kenny's, brainchild. And obviously, there's other rockabillies around the country, and there have been. But he started that. It started out very small, and it's grown and grown. And, you know, now we have like a, 250-car show as part of it, and it's just really cool.
It all starts Friday?
Yeah, Friday at noon. Yep.
And you guys are in here?
Yeah.
Well, you got some mad crew people, don't you?
We've got a really good staff.
We do.
I would imagine because you're setting up the WPA at the same time.
In actuality, that is up and running now.
Oh, my.
Yeah. We have set it up, and it opened for our purposes this morning.
We'll talk more about that after the bottom of the hour, because there's been animal alerts going out from the city and all that stuff. And I remember when I first lived here, I lived on the south side, like really close to Bash's, and what is all that going on out there? And it was you making all that racket.
A war.
You were my Monday co-host then, too.
Yep.
So what really amazed me about rockabilly, in the commercials anyway, was the number of bands.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 19 bands. You guys pay all of them?
Oh, yeah.
Or do some of them do it for free?
No.
Wow.
We wish.
Yeah, right. Anyway, how does that work? Do you have more than one stage? Or?
No, it's all one big stage, and they just have the band schedule. Each band has their own time, obviously, and have a separate contract with each and every band, so it's a little bit of work to line up that many for one weekend.
Boy, I guess. And you would have a full-time sound man for that too, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a massive stage. As you know, we at DSM own a number of mobile stages, with our flagship being the old Showmobile, is the Anderson Showmobile now.
Oh, the Thurl Bailey Showmobile.
Used to be.
She donated it, right?
No.
Why did it have her name on it?
Because Havasu at that time was pretty small.
Okay.
And Pearl Bailey had...
Pearl, right.
Partially resided here.
Yeah.
And so it was just a capitalization on her name. And she had, as I recall, some degree of involvement in volunteering her time and her name to help nonprofits and things in the area. And the city sort of rewarded and capitalized on the tie-in to the entertainment industry. But no, it was paid for with city dollars.
Looks like you have, okay, so here's the band schedule on Friday. You have Rockin' Rick and the Rhythm Wranglers. Whoa, there's a tongue twister, but I got through it. Frankie Lee and the Infernos, the Hideaways, Bo Peep and the Backbeat, I like that name, and the Johnny Deadly Trio at 8:30 at night. So everything gets started. The bands get started. It looks like at 1 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, gates open at noon Friday.
Right.
Come on down. Bring your chairs. You can bring your chairs. Just no easy ups or umbrellas and things like that.
You know, I'm lucky. I can kind of fit into the whole rolled up jeans thing because I have really short legs. I'll just pull out an older pair of jeans and roll up them legs, right?
There you go.
Anyway, it looks like Saturday is pretty full too. Downhill, is this a band? Downhill
yep.
Fast
yep.
At 8:30?
Yep.
Those poor guys.
Yeah, we open at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
And then you got the pinup contest check-in at 10.
Yep.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Soda Crackers at 10 a.m. is the band. 11 o'clock pinup intro, the first group of pinups. Then you have the Altar Billies at 11:30. 12:30 is the pinup second group. The Mighty Flea Circus, cool, at 1 o'clock. The Booze Bombs, there's a name.
Those guys come all the way from Germany.
Whoa,
yes.
Really?
Pretty cool, huh?
Booze Bombs.
Yes.
the Booze Bombs. All right, and then you have 3:30 is another group of pinup. And 4 o'clock, the Naptown Hepcats?
Yep.
Where do they come from?
I believe they're from Austin, Texas.
Okay. That's a Stray Cats tribute, folks.
Yes.
That's at 4 o'clock. And then you have another pinup group, the second group of pinup at 5. That's a Q&A. The Car Show Awards at 5:15. The band called the Octanes, I take it they're setting up when all this other stuff is going on?
Correct, yes.
Ah, the Octanes are at 5:30. And then the big name for Saturday night, Scott Bruce, he's the Elvis Presley tribute.
Yeah, he does the younger days of Elvis Presley.
Really?
Yeah,
that would be
he's
cool.
Super, super good.
Well, he can break out the leather if it gets cold Saturday night, right?
Right, yeah.
I don't expect it to. I just did the 5-day, so... Yeah.
So are we going to have good weather?
You're going to have...
Do you arrange for it?
It's been a yo-yo all week.
Uh-huh.
Well, after today, it's more or less... It'll go up to like 78 and then back down to 72. You might hit 60s by Friday, like 68, but not much in the way of the W word, hopefully.
Good, yes.
Right. And then Total Distortion, a Social D tribute? Really? I got to go for that. That's
yeah.
At 8:45. No, I love Social D.
That'll be rocking.
Right. I didn't know I could play Social D today. That's awesome. And then you've got the Sunday schedule.
Yep.
You've got the gates open at 10. The Anderson Power Sports Side-by-Side Park and Show
yep.
at 10. What's the park and show?
It's just something new that we're trying this year. The car show will still be there'll be still some cars left from that, but we're inviting everybody to come on down. You know, go for your Sunday morning ride, and then stop by the car show or the side by side show and park display and,
right.
and enjoy rockabilly.
And then Buckshot OC.
Yep.
Is that Orange County by chance?
I don't know. Probably so.
Okay. Hot Rod Trio. Buckshot is at 11, and then Hot Rod Trio at 12:30. The pinup contest, kids and teens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's new this year.
And then 2 o'clock is Rip Carson and the Carcinogenics. Nice. That's a great play on Carson. The Centuries, at 3:30. And then at 4:30, the Pinup Beauty Pageant Awards.
Yep.
That's a big deal, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of bragging rights with those
yep.
ladies.
Yep.
And
yeah,
then,
and the I think our contestant lineup is just about filled with that.
Oh yes, Phil. We actually have 30 adult contestants for that, and then
cool.
we have about 15 kids and teenagers.
Is that capped at all?
Yeah, we cap that.
Oh, yeah. You do cap it.
Yep.
Okay, and it's capped at 30.
Yep.
Okay, and then you have TK and the Dead List at 5 o'clock. 6:30 is Rockabilly 2026 is over. See you next year.
That's right.
So you close at 6:30.
Yeah.
Nice. I fell right into it. But there's some rules also
yes,
for this.
Yes.
We should probably go over the rules. And again, I'll announce the gate times. The gate times for Friday is 12 noon. Saturday
yep.
is 8 a.m. And Sunday is 8:30 a.m.
10.
Oh, 10.
10 a.m. Yeah.
Oh, you have a church service.
Correct.
Got it. So, 9:30 is the church service.
Yes.
And then Sunday is 10 o'clock
mm-hmm.
for public gates.
And we should mention, of course, just for anybody that is new to town, that's at Windsor 4.
Yes.
And we have camping available.
So, can you use the back gate or not?
You know, well, not for
because locals
spectators.
Are going to go to the back gate.
Yeah.
So
spectators
don't use the back
have
gate.
To come in off of London Bridge Road right. through the main.
Now the car show people, display people will come in through the back.
I don't want to say where it is. I'm just saying, you know, because people know what I'm talking about. But now, what about when you get to that gate? Is that where you're paying to get in? And they give you the wristband.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We'll have our registration trailer there. So
I'll just hold mine up as I drive through.
That's right.
Perfect.
VIP, baby.
So we were going to go over some rules. Let's do that before we take the break.
Yeah. Yeah, so most of this stuff is kind of common sense, but, you know, we don't want any moshing, Paul, no crowd surfing or stage diving. Good. I know you're prone to do that.
So. Yeah, especially at my age.
Yes, yes. You know, we prefer not to have any balls or frisbees and none of that kind of stuff. Obviously, no guns, no firearms. We do not allow any of your own alcohol or beverages or food to be brought into the venue. And we're even careful with things like no large chains or spiked jewelry, all that kind of stuff. So, again, like I mentioned earlier, no tents or umbrellas or anything that's going to impede the view of other people there. No toy guns, no fireworks, and all that kind of stuff. So,
okay,
pretty good rundown right there.
Perfect. You ready to give away some passes?
Sure, do it.
So, so Marissa June has some passes up in the front, so I'm going to give out that number, 928-855-9336. She knows all about it, so I hope I don't get yelled at. Right? From the next room, not from the front. Marissa June already knows. So these are weekend passes. Because there's a Friday pass right here. I think I'm going to hold on to that. But if you want the Friday pass, tell Marissa June and she'll come back here and get it, all right?
Saturday.
Ooh, you're right. It is Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Look, they're calling this line.
That's the big day, too.
They're calling this line. That's hilarious. So whoever's calling this line, you want to call 855-9336. That is the front desk. And, yep, there you go. They're calling that line now.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
Cool.
All right, this is Speak Out, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. If you have a question or a concern, or you can text in your question at 928-727-5566. And we're, of course, broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink.
But well, a toy one.
Lots of candy, though. You know where that came from? All this candy?
Uh-huh, no.
I'll tell you when we come back from break.
Oh, I'll eat it while we go to break.
It's a short story.
Okay.
It's short, but I got to brag.
And it's good to hear that we have a listener.
So here's a little bad luck from Social Distortion. I actually played this song at a celebration of life.
Oh.
It's called Bad Luck.
Uh-huh.
I think the decedent, is that what you call him?
Yes.
54 died from stomach cancer.
Oh.
So that's kind of bad luck,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Very much.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. There's your bad luck right there. Some people just have bad luck.
Yes.
You know? It's like a black cloud. I don't know. I think, to me, if you think that way, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Am I right?
100%.
Thank you.
Be positive.
Be positive. You know? Always look on the bright side of life, as Monty Python would say.
Glass is half full. Come on.
Right. From the Life of Brian, right? Always look on the bright side of life. I'm just saying. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning. That is exactly the song I wanted to come on to. Story of My Life by Social D. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, Lonzi Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and, of course, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Who we had on Monday.
On Monday, yes.
Isn't that fascinating?
With the new magnet and all of that trick equipment.
Is that who were we talking to?
Yep.
Who we were talking to?
Yep.
No, we were talking to the COO.
Oh, well, we were talking to...
He's fun to mess with, you know.
However, we were talking about his equipment, so to speak.
I know. You're fun to mess with.
Yes.
I wonder what the depreciation is on something like that, though.
Yeah, true, when the technology changes.
Yeah, in 6 months.
Sell it to West Africa or something.
Exactly. All right, welcome back to the show. That's Jim Russell, and Steve Ticknor is here as well. They are co-owners of DSM Events, Desert Steel Motorsports.
Where it came from.
Would you read a history book or something?
Well, I had to ask him 5 times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So when you do an event like this, do you have a point person? Like, I know you have Richie in charge of security. Mm-hmm. You have a concierge like you do for Desert Storm.
Very good.
Who everybody knows, right?
Yep. Scotty. Scott Taylor, yeah.
But do you have a point person for this event, a point person for, say, the fireworks event, somebody that's not you or not Steve, or is it you and Steve?
Oh, only, well, it's everybody, but only in the case of things such as the fireworks this weekend, our point person is not here.
Yes.
Our point person should be here. Adam, he must be in transit.
Chip
Shalosky.
I was thinking, who's Sonny? She's his point person, right?
For sure.
Sam was good to see Sonny, though. Sorry, at our annual Christmas dinner. That was fun.
Thank you.
She was sure, like, almost starstruck.
Yeah, she had a great time.
As soon as she saw me, it was like, who's Jim? That was funny. I hadn't seen her since the wedding, I don't
think.
My
God.
It's been a long time.
It has been. Wow.
Right.
My God, Paul, that's coming up on 20 years.
Right.
Good heavens.
Yeah, it is?
And I'm no older.
20 years?
Yeah, it is.
He had the best wedding. He had self-service margaritas.
Ooh,
self-service.
Nice.
Yeah.
One of those Slurpee machines?
Yes.
You know where I was a wallflower at, right?
Right.
Exactly. So how much is it to get into Rockabilly?
So different price each day. $10 for Friday. $30 for Saturday, and $10 for Sunday.
Okay.
What's that? $50?
For the whole weekend?
Yeah, but you can buy the weekend pass for just $45. So
we just gave away
$100
worth of weekend passes.
Yeah.
If you know, cash value on the street.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. No wonder why people were calling in. Marissa June said the phone was burning off the hook.
Good.
Even Mr. Greeley took one of the calls. That's hard to do.
Hey, that's I don't recall that ever, ever happening.
Right, right. And where do you get those passes?
You can get them online at therockabillyreunion.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just show up at the gate and buy them.
Yeah. No. Is there a different price?
Nope, same price.
Okay. So that's the weekend pass.
Weekend pass is all 3 days for $45.
$45, got it.
Or individual days, $10 for Saturday, $10 for Friday and Sunday, $30 for Saturday.
Okay, good. This is the first year for you guys for Rockabilly, right?
Yeah.
What are you expecting?
A lot of these outdoor events are so dependent on the weather, and it's looking like our weather is going to be pretty good, especially Saturday, and so I was expecting a pretty good crowd out there.
Yeah, but you don't have a Rockabilly Meister or anything, right? I'm just saying.
No.
But what about, we'll talk about fireworks in a minute, but if the weather does get, it just seems like this event sells itself every year.
It does, yeah. It really brings the people out, and we've talked to so many people that have attended the event regularly. It's one of their favorite events, and they said it's really, really a lot of fun, and a lot of people show up for it. So.
And it's the biggest musical event that Havasu has.
Yeah, really it is.
By a long
19
shot.
Bands. Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Did they tell you why? It's their favorite event? Is it the lake? Is it a natural fit?
I think it's just a good time. I mean, it's an event that's meant for all ages, you know. You can bring your kids to it. You're not going to get a bunch of cussing and swearing on the stage, that kind of stuff. It's very family friendly. It'll appeal to your grandparents, you know, like Jim's age, perhaps, you know.
My grandparents, if Jim were my, he might be my grandparents.
People would appreciate the Elvis.
Hey.
to Elvis, and then everything in between. So
you know they immigrated here in 1918, right? I'm just saying they are Jim's age.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's elder abuse, though. I gotta be careful.
Yeah, we gotta watch
it. I'm keeping track.
Did you listen to that show? You are. the fortunate thing is he keeps track, but he doesn't write it down.
It's a while he'll forget all about it.
It's a whole new day.
I forget that I wrote it down.
All right, perfect. So this is Rocket 88, and it's the now. When I went to school, my music credit was History of Rock Music.
Yes,
and it was between Shaboom by the Crew Cuts and Rock Around the Clock, of course.
Yes,
and which was Bill Haley.
Bill Haley and the Comets,
right?
Yeah.
But now, Rocket 88, which was written by Ike Turner, mm-hmm. is considered to be the very first rock and roll hit.
Well, and it may well be chronologically, but as one who lived in that period,
here we go.
Wasn't
really.
It wasn't.
Was there some underground stuff going on?
It wasn't anything like as popular. It was fringy.
Okay.
You know, it was there, but nobody cared.
Is that because of the color barrier in music at the time?
It's conceivable. I grew up in Pasadena, which there wasn't a color barrier there.
It was more integrated?
Very, very
interesting.
Much integrated.
It was a very different time. So.
Yeah, oh, it was.
And,
it was.
I was bused to school in the early 70s, so yeah, I get it.
Yeah, bused to integrate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had...
Well, Pasadena School District was the first in the country that had bus integration.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I remember the pictures in the film out of Boston and all of that. So, anyway, we're going to take our second break of the hour, and I don't know if she's given away the passage yet. I'll have to get with Marissa and find out. Hopefully, Chip Sherlosky is somewhere in the back. I have a feeling he got stuck.
We'll put out an emergency rescue call.
I think he's in the...
Chip.
Oh, you have given him away? She has not given away Saturday. So Saturday passes are available. That's the big day, by the way. I don't know how many bands are Saturday. 12?
Oh, 30.
Wait,
no,
wait,
no,
wait a
second. How many bands?
Bands.
Oh, how many bands?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. Every hour and a half. That's a lot of bands. So there you go. All right, we're going to take our second break of the hour and... Now someone's calling me for the passes. Call 928-855-9336. Or it could be Chip Chalosky calling in.
Could be.
Yeah, he's in the bowels of the mothership if he's anywhere.
He's probably in the parking lot.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Give us a text. Send us a text. 928-727-5566. Guess what? We're going to talk about fireworks now.
Yes.
You know, Marissa buys her... 4th of July supply at that convention.
Ah, well, of course, she can't because you can't take it out.
Okay. Then I'm full of it.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks for busting me on that. And you didn't know, Steve.
It sounded good.
I don't think Steve knew.
I thought I was a little curious that someone was buying something there.
Darn it. Well, she must light them off there then.
Yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Man, I got busted. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You didn't work or live. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime. All right, there's some Cults right there. One of my favorite Cult songs, by the way. And the former theme song of The Dana Show, which is heard before this show, she was using that song for a long time, Jim.
Huh.
And I don't know, maybe the band didn't like the fact that she's a conservative? Who knows? But anyway, she doesn't use that song anymore, but she uses some music real similar to it. Speak Out brought to you in part by A&B Propane. Propane, fireworks, abpropaneaz.com, also Springberg Wealth Management, by The Chair, Laughlin Ranch, by Mojave College, also samsguns.com, Solar Power by S-May Electric, by Doritas Place, and by Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And don't forget to shop local, spend local, eat local, play local, and blow stuff up local.
Right. Yes.
Right?
We're going to blow it all up.
Let's talk about it. We have a special guest here. I had no idea. She doesn't really carry herself like a president or anything, but we have the president of the Western Pyrotechnics Association, which is a huge part of Winter Blast. Do you want to introduce?
Sure. This is Winter Blast.
Okay.
Our part is just the interface with the citizenry and the spectator aspect of it.
Okay.
And the interplay between the city and the WPA is handled by our associate and here with us in the form of Chip Chulosky, famous from...
Well, Chip's not the president.
No.
No,
but he's going to introduce the president.
Oh, we're going to pass the intro.
We're
going to
pass the intro
so
that it can be appropriate.
Okay.
As he is the city representative.
Go for it, Chip.
I am. And glad to be back here again this year. Time's flown by, it has.
Golly.
And I was happy to be able to bring Ellen Webb, who is the president for the association this year and has done a phenomenal job. And in my 30-plus years of dealing with this association, my hat is off to Ellen and her site chair, DJ Duthrie, who also handles the event. But the organization of the event has come to the forefront. They have rallied the wagons, per se, and have brought some new views and new techniques to the organization here that I think it's going to help immensely, you know. So Ellen was excited to come and be able to speak and answer any questions that might happen out there. So
Ellen, I love the hat. It's plaid, but it says Duluth Trading Company on it.
Right.
That's a great hat.
I figured it went with my hair.
So. I was wondering, it looks like a fireworks hat so the sparks don't come down or something like that,
you
right?
You can see the little burn marks on it.
Tell me about your organization.
Well, our organization, you know, people just think we just go out and do shows. And the actual focus of our organization is for the education and promotion and enjoyment of fireworks. A big component of the event out here that the public does not see is behind the scenes, and we have a large manufacturing component as well, where people, members of the club, actually go out and make fireworks. And they will make anything from small rockets, just, you know, goofy little fountains or things like that, all the way up to very, very large, intricate shells.
How does that work? You have an idea in your head? Does the computer help? You draw it out. I want this color, this color, this color, and you have certain powders. How does it all work?
Well, how it all works is it's individual. I have this saying that you ask 10 pyros how to do something, you're going to get 15 answers.
That sounds like a drummer. That's great.
Yeah. So, but how it all works is... You develop something that you want to make. I am a ball shell builder. I build traditional Japanese style ball shells. And so there's all these different styles and people kind of pick their lane. There's some people that branch out. But
what the heck is a ball shell?
A ball shell is one of the round spherical shells. So
I figured that part out.
Okay.
There we go.
Ball's pretty sharp.
Yeah. No, I've never been behind the scenes where they launch. I'm just curious. That's one thing I've never done.
And so a ball shell, it's the round spherical shell.
Okay.
And Japanese do them a little differently. They are more intricate. They're layered. They're, you know, what we call petals on a lot of them, which is you have an outer color, an inner color, and maybe another inner color, and then a center. So they can get quite complex and complicated depending on what you want to do.
So you're that person that knows what's up there exploding. You're like, you know how they put it together.
Exactly.
So what about I call it the speakeasy, the one that goes ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Oh, those are like strobe stars.
Those are wild.
Yeah. And so you asked how this is made. You get an idea in your head. Say you want to do something that has strobe stars in it. So you basically start with a formula. And it's like making a cake. I start with raw chemicals.
Oh.
You follow a formula specifically, how to put it together. And there's some... knowledge that you must have prior to doing this.
Your neighbors must love you.
it's all regulated. We do it all, right. You know, legally. But
our homeowners insurance just went up Better see what Ellen's doing over there.
I had this weird smell coming. No.
Yeah, right.
So,
what about copyright infringements? Are there any copyrights on some of these shells?
No, not if you make them yourself. No, okay. Because it's just something that you create out of your head. They do have copyright things for particular formulas.
Okay.
And basically, it's super tight-lipped, word of mouth. Nobody talks about, you know.
Right.
How to make that particular, say like a blue, like Disney will patent a blue or something.
Jim's giving me a sign. I think he's worried about talking about the event. We're going to talk about the event.
Yes. And I just
have questions.
and it's fascinating.
We have a powwow later.
And great to be sharing that with our listeners.
Uh-huh.
But our listeners must be aware that what we're hearing of is the inside of the WPA's trade show and convention.
Correct.
That's what this event is. Very fortunately, all of us here in town, thanks to the city and thanks to the WPA, it is available to witness the products and their demonstration of these fabulous things they create. But you don't get to go into their convention and trade show. You, as citizens,
unless
you become a member. Oh yes, and definitely I ignored that. You certainly can apply for membership, but for this weekend, you can come park in the parking lot at Sarah Park at the Speedway. $10 a car load. You can watch from your car in the parking lot, or we have access to the grandstands in the Speedway for $10 a person. You can sit in the grandstands and see this on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. But the trade show is not open to the public.
I got you.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that so we didn't have people rattling the WPA's gate saying, let me in.
So how far is your reach, Ellen? Where do people come from? Like, say, if you gave an award to the person who came from the farthest away?
Rhode Island.
Okay. So it's all United States?
No, we do have a couple members from Canada that are currently at the event as well. It's pretty much Michigan, too.
I would have guessed China. I don't know why.
Not this year. We did last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Mexico last year.
And Mexico last year as well. Yeah. We hosted some individuals from Mexico who came and did some traditional wheels and stuff from their area.
Vegas has, like, especially New Year's. We just passed New Year's, and you had, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the show there, but the fireworks go from the top of certain buildings.
Right.
What kind of problem does that present? Because it's usually pretty windy up there, right?
Yeah, I would imagine that would
even be, on a calm day.
Yeah. I'm not too much into the display aspect of it. I build very, very hobbyist, very special, very spectacular shells. And so I know that there's wind, there's fallout problems, and that's all determined, like, through fire marshal and the company that's putting it on.
You obviously sell those, right?
Oh, no.
No, you do not?
No, not
at the event. I'm talking about your outside of here.
I do not.
Okay.
Anything that I make, I am considered a hobbyist.
Okay.
So, nothing that I make ever is sold.
Is everyone here a hobbyist?
Many are. The people in manufacturing are. And that's like a little, it's a special little thing. Like the public can come. We do have what's called a member showcase on Sunday. And then also through our event, we have some members that have donated shells that they have made, like very large shells, to these shows. And these are shells that you will never see anywhere else.
Really?
They're handmade, they're special, and you would never find them anywhere. You couldn't, you know, you go to any other state fair or any other fireworks show, and you're not going to see.
But I think where you're going, Paul, is that a lot of their members do work for pyrotechnic companies, as well as movie studios. So the Olympics right now, you probably have a lot of members involved in that, you know, with your baseball games that you always see, your football games. Mm-hmm. those type of presentations are all operators that are part of the membership here. So
we have a guy there now that he works for Disney. He does a lot of the fireworks for Disney.
Is this considered a growing hobby? Is it something? Is it a niche hobby?
It's more of a niche hobby.
Do you have like the trade magazines or websites or where do you go to learn more about your craft?
Well, there's websites that people can look up, and mostly how the activity is promoted is through clubs, like regional and local clubs. And they provide a lot of information and guidance. Given the nature of what we do, it's not something that you just like disperse to the public.
I got you.
Because, you know, people need guidance if they're wanting to get in and build, and they also would need guidance if they want to put on shows. And
Jim,
so.
I don't know if you were involved with the event years ago when I first hosted Speak Out. We had two gentlemen from Round Eye Fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Locally.
Dave Glass.
They still around?
Yeah. Yep.
Dave really?
Is. Yeah.
That'd be nice to see them again.
Dave is, but his partner isn't. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about the event itself. What can people expect? Is it going on right now at night?
Well, there'll be some, excuse me, the stuff that the public will be, large will be interested in really ramps up every night.
Yeah.
It's available to come and park for free tonight and tomorrow night. Then Friday night is the first of the orchestrated planned functions.
Okay.
And that's,
is it a show?
Well, it would be inaccurate to call it a show.
Okay.
We are fortunate in that we get to watch the WPA demonstrating this stuff for each other, for the professionals.
Right.
It isn't a choreographed show.
I got you.
We are able to be spectators at their trade show and convention.
So they're sampling their recipes on the public.
Yes.
Well, I like
it. It's spectacular.
I like it.
One thing that you can think of, so we're all in the industry, and we're all there trying to impress each other.
Right.
So we're, you know, people are bringing out the big guns. Or there's also a lot of people that do pyrotechnic, or what we call pyro musicals. It's all choreographed music that do competitions through the year. So they'll come and test things here and then go compete internationally, nationally.
Right.
So they bring out their A game.
I was going to say, are there particular people here that are the big guns that you're like, uh-oh, so-and-so's coming out?
Yes.
Let's watch this. And you're really looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
You want to give them a shout-out?
We have Howder Fireworks that's doing he's doing a big show Saturday.
Oh.
He just won Sky Wars competition.
Sky Wars?
It's called Sky Wars.
How cool is that?
It's in Missouri.
Nice.
So
I like it.
He's out of Utah, right?
No, he's Missouri.
Missouri. Oh.
There's no secret conventions in this business, is there?
Yeah, and then there's another individual that always comes to our clubs. I don't know if he's doing anything. He's a builder as well, and he is the individual who set the Guinness record for the largest ball shell. It was fired in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, a few years ago.
How large?
And it was 64 inches
Good
in diameter.
Heaven.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's almost as tall as me.
No, I'm taller than
I
am.
It might be as wide as me, too. That's wow. No, I'm, 67 inches, so 5'7", so there you go. I might be. It's with my shoes on.
We had heard talk about a very large shell this weekend.
Yeah, there was supposed to be a 24-inch shell, but unfortunately the individual who was doing it, bring it out, got hit with some horrible weather and couldn't work on it adequately, and he was afraid he wouldn't be able to get it done in time. Okay. So,
Jim, you want to tell everybody who's sponsoring this event?
Well, this is sponsored really by the city. This is the city's benefit quality of life for Havasu that we're able to have.
The city and Gold Lake Havasu,
And Chip, you're the city liaison.
Correct.
Right?
So I help on the permitting side and just kind of act like that guy in between here when they have issues between their organization and us. Because, as Ellen was alluding to, there throughout the day there's 20-plus classes that the members will attend, and then the evening time after 5 is when they start shooting the stuff off. So you'll start seeing, like Jim was saying, but come Friday, there's going to be a drone show.
Oh,
still,
really?
Right? Yep.
I was going to ask about drone shows.
We're not as large as it was last year, about 200, but look forward to that and look forward to a good show Saturday.
That's really interesting to me. You would think that drone shows would be the antithesis of the fireworks show, like you would be common enemies or something.
This even incorporates some pyrotechnics.
Correct.
It's kind of interesting because I actually did a little news spot about drones versus fireworks.
Right.
And I represented the fireworks, obviously. And another individual did the drones. But it's kind of like they're two different art forms.
Absolutely.
But, two completely different art forms. But, you know, we both have a place on the wall. And we're incorporating them more into each other because drone shows have pauses.
Okay.
You know, so we can do stuff in between while they're readjusting their drones.
Okay.
And it's a nice blend. They can get them working really well together.
Jim, what time do the gates open?
The gates open for parking at 3 on Friday, noon on Saturday, and come early Saturday because it'll be filled and sold out.
For sure.
And 3 on Sunday.
Okay.
And like all of our events that DSM's involved with, we couldn't do it without Anderson Power Sports and Auto Group.
Yeah, absolutely.
And real quick, Paul, we want to stress that no fireworks to be brought in on site. You know, Havasu doesn't sell them at this time of year. So if you happen to have some that you got from Laughlin or Utah or some, leave them at home because you will be cited.
Wow.
Nothing leaves the site, as Ellen was indicated.
Leaves.
Very strict about
nice.
That. The rules are... the other thing that we want to do is be sensitive to our animals out there, our fur buddies.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Dillon Park out there is closed officially as of today.
Right.
So nobody should be bringing their dogs, and do not try to bring them into the site there, even though your dog might be fine.
Yeah, alternative sites would be the Island Dog
correct.
Park or Avalon, is
Avalon,
that right?
Avalon, correct.
Ah, I
or
remember
home.
Press release.
Or
home.
Stay.
And keep the doors closed.
Keep the doors closed.
Don't let them run.
The TV's
the
on
bed.
And possible medication, yeah.
Guys, we're running out of time.
Well,
yes.
Bummer. See, it's always too quick.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Thank
Good to
you.
See you again.
Same here. Thank you
nice
very
to
much.
Meet you.
Thank you.
All right.
Nice to meet you as well.
We're
going to
take right up to the top of the hour. And Sean Hannity coming up next. And tomorrow we will have Ron Gould on the show. How about that?
Good.
O'Brien Springberg will have Ron Gould, who
yes.
is the county supervisor for District 5. All right.
Very good.
Going to take this right up to the top. Like I said, Sean Hannity coming up next on KNTR Talk. And I ran right out of music. And it was Red Hot by Motley Crue. How about that? All right. We'll be back tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.